Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
All right, well, the boom was in Cleveland last night. What is up? It's 6 o'clock on a Thursday morning, and it is on to Houston for the New York Yankees. And a very, very good Thursday morning to you. And the boom was last night, Didi Gregorius. The boom was last night, Brett Gardner. And the boom left the show yesterday and said the Yankees would win a Game 5. I said they would not. I said Corey Kluber would get to them. Me wrong. You're right. Good morning, Boomer.
Hey, good morning, man. You know, actually, Didi Gregorius beat the Indians last night 3-0, basically.
Sure did.
I put the team on my back, dude.
That's exactly what Didi did last night. He had his Jeterian moment and had two big ones and just two bombs. I mean, just unbelievable. As soon as the ball hit off the bat, you knew it was gone. I don't know, a couple things to talk about last night. First and foremost, the umpire behind the plate. The pitches, I actually liked it because he was calling strikes.
He was. I agree.
And I like the fact that he was calling strikes. The ball a number of times was out of the strike zone or below the knees of some guys, Aaron Judge. But the fact that you're calling strikes means you got to get up there and you got to swing. Now, yep. It puts the batters in a real disadvantage because they don't know what to swing at. And I think when guys like Kluber on the mound and CC or Robertson or Chapman or Allen or any of the guys that were pitching last night, you're at a real disadvantage if you're a batter because you just don't know what the umpire is going to call. And he was calling balls at like 3-4 inches off the plate at points, which really helped, I believe, CC Sabathia. Now, people are saying, oh, this is vintage Sabathia. No, vintage Sabathia is 7-8 innings and 9-10 strikeouts, not 4 1/3 and 69 pitches.
No, but it was vintage Sabathia for the first 3 innings with 8 strikeouts or
right,
6 strikeouts.
Right. So when John Flaherty said, hey, we want to get 4 innings out of him. They got 4 innings out of him.
Yeah.
But, and this is, again, it goes back to the manager managing the pitcher. And that's what he's had to do all year long. And I go back to Friday. Well, 77 pitches. He only had 77 pitches. Why'd you take him out? Last night he had 69 pitches. And you saw what was happening. You saw that there, it was bang, bang, bang. And before you knew it, you had to get him out of the game. And Joe Girardi made the right decision immediately. I actually thought he left him in one.
There was not enough time, but the problem was there was not enough time to get Robertson ready. But I thought he took him out at the right time. First of all,
well, number ultimately two, turned out to
and
be
I don't
the right
and
time.
Not to go back to Friday night again. But on that, you realize he retired 11 of 12 batters. There was no sign of trouble.
But what I'm saying to you last night is that what you saw is the manager having to manage a particular player.
I totally get
going
it.
Into the game and doing what he has always done with him to kind of get him through what everybody is calling a renaissance season.
In fairness,
anyway, I just wanted to bring that up because last night is exactly what has gone on all year with CC Sabathia. I know that, and everybody else.
It's not gone all – CC Sabathia going 4 1/3 is not what we've seen all year. CC Sabathia has been a six-inning pitcher.
Wow.
He's basically been a six-inning pitcher. You're right, he didn't get into the seventh and eighth anymore. Very rarely does he. I think it's 7 times he's made it past the seventh inning this season. But the point is, he was, for 3 innings last night, everything you needed in terms of – the Yankees got out to a lead on Kluber, and he was able to get you into the fifth inning. It was not vintage Sabathia because it was the fifth inning.
Well, I keep reading that it's vintage Sabathia.
For
somewhere.
3 innings, it was.
All right,
for three innings,
so,
he was fantastic.
Yeah, but a baseball game is 9 innings, Jerry.
I understand. Hold on. If I would have asked you before the game, you're going to get 4 1/3 out of Sabathia with 9 strikeouts and an earned run or 2 runs, and you have the lead when he left. You would have signed up for that.
This is what John Flaherty's been saying to us. You know, Sonny Gray, 5 innings. You know,
Sonny Gray is not 37.
All right, so here's that's all I'm nitpicking, because I'm just pointing out why you manage a pitcher like CC Sabathia, and that's exactly what Joe Girardi did. And again, I mean, he got off to such an unbelievable start for 3 innings.
He did.
You know, and I'm not saying Joe could relax, because he wasn't relaxed. He was sitting there, you know, bobbing back and forth.
The fourth inning was fine too. Oh, by the way, just
for the most part.
Well, yeah. I mean, he gave up a leadoff single and then retired the next three guys with 2 strikeouts.
Not the fourth inning.
The fourth inning. Francisco Lindor led off with a single.
Yes. You're right.
Kipnis, Ramirez, Encarnacion.
All right. So anyway, Didi Gregorius had his moments last night, and the at bat by Gardner in the bottom of the eighth was
awesome.
Just epic. Yep. An epic at bat, and what he did to fight off pitch after pitch after pitch after pitch. I mean, it was just awesome watching that. And
yeah,
it was a question of who was going to give in. Who was the guy that was going to give in? And I'll tell you what, you know, it does my heart good to watch a guy like Gardner actually come up big in that spot. And the reason for that is because, if you remember, you know, he was the so-called weakness in the Yankee lineup.
Right.
And, you know, everybody, well, he's a trade chip and all this other crap. You know, he's a homegrown Yankee who had a homegrown Yankee moment last night.
He sure did.
And actually played, you know, exceptionally well, and deserves all the credit along with Didi Gregorius and, of course, Robertson. I don't know what else to tell you about Robertson. He's what a trade. What a trade that was. And what a trade it was to bring Gregorius here three years ago.
Well, we can go up and down the roster with that, with the move Brian Cashman made. But the one thing about the Robertson, when you bring him into the game in that fifth inning, you know, he gets the double play ball all because Didi Gregorius makes a great play. It's not so much that he fielded it and stepped on the base. The fact that he was able to throw the runner out at first by a half step with literally no momentum carrying him to second base was quite impressive. I mean, that's I'm not going to call it the play of the game, but that was the spot in the game where the Indians had all the momentum. The place was going bonkers, and Robertson comes in and he gets it done. And just, I mean, that was, you could make every case that was the game, because they never scored again.
You know, it was great when the Indians got it to 3-2. After that, after they made it 3-2, and okay, here we go now. Now we got ourselves a baseball game. Every single pitch you're hanging on.
No doubt.
Every single thing that's going on in the baseball diamond, you're hanging on. And, you know, and because it's the playoffs, and because they have, I don't know, about 20 minutes of commercials in between at bats, you could actually discuss things, you know, if you really wanted to. You could tweet things. You could call into radio stations in between and have a full-on conversation before they would get to the next portion of the inning. So it was an epic game. It's one of those great, you know, think about it. They basically won 3 elimination games.
They did.
What they've done here.
One after the other.
And they did it to the hottest team in baseball.
Yeah.
In the second half of the season, and they did it in their building. They did it in their building in a game 5, and there's no feeling of accomplishment like what they had last night. And they had an unbelievable post game when you see them and you see how they're all hugging the manager and everybody's happy because they win. It was interesting. I thought the embrace between Chapman and Girardi, right?
The imbecile and the closer.
Right, exactly.
That's right.
And, you know, the mistakes that Chapman did by liking that tweet that other night on Friday. But at the end of the day, you know, it's a 5-2 win. It's an unbelievable win. It's one of those you'll remember for a long time, especially if you are a Didi Gregorius fan. And I don't know who isn't.
I don't know how you couldn't be. The guy is fun to watch. He's been clemming. I put out on Twitter yesterday, the guy's had his Jeter moment last night. I mean, he comes up with 2 huge home runs to get them out and off and running in that game. And are you surprised? I know I was watching the game. Are you surprised at all how soundly Robertson and Chapman handled that lineup? I mean, you talk about hanging on every pitch, and you are right about that. But show me where the threat was. After he gets Lindor to bounce into the double play in the fifth inning, Boomer, there was nothing.
Yeah, I know that. And the thing about it is that for the most part, the Yankees kind of had like contributions from all over the place throughout this series, especially the last 3 games.
They did.
Whether it be from the pitching staff or whether it be from, you know, an Aaron Hicks or, Todd Frazier. Or
how about Frazier's base running on that Gardner hit?
It was great. It was awesome. But the point being is that they did this essentially with a guy that is batting second that has done nothing.
So how about this stat?
Aaron Judge was completely overwhelmed in this series.
I said to Al in the ninth inning when he grounds out, you almost call it a win because he put the bat on the ball. I mean, that's how bad it had gotten. and he struck out in the series 16 times. And I told Al before, Tony Gwynn in 1995 in the season struck out 15 times.
Right.
In 577 plate
appearances. He was just overmatched, and I think it all got into his head. And however the Indians pitched him, he fell right into it. And the other thing, too, about him, though, is that I think his presence in the lineup is still such a huge impact in the game right now because of what he did this season. Now, if he didn't do any of this like he did this season with the 52 home runs and all that other stuff, right, I think you'd be hard-pressed to put him in a lineup. Like, in other words, like, say if he was like a September call-up or something.
I think he'd be going back to the minor leagues in the spring after he a looks series like this.
He looks like it. He looks like he's overmatched in the way they handle him. And, I mean, he wasn't even close
but
to
you know what,
ball.
Though, Boomer? I think that's why when you go back to March, there was a debate, is he going to win the right field job because of how he struggled so much and struck out so much at the end of last year. Then he has this great spring, and that leads into a fantastic season.
Right.
But there were questions about that because of how he played in September. Now, I agree with you. If he didn't have the season and he gives you 1-for-20 with 16 strikeouts, he should never see the light of day again. But he had 52 home runs and 400 RBIs. He'll be out there on Friday.
And I'll tell you what, the other thing, too, is also separating Judge and what's his name?
And Sanchez.
And the lineup was big last night because, obviously, it puts Didi at the third spot, and then he hits two mammoth home runs from the third spot. So
he
that move right there was brilliant by Joe Girardi because it certainly paid off. And I don't know what to tell you. I was happy for Didi Gregorius last night. He's been nothing but class since he's gotten here. He's filled the shoes of maybe one of the great Yankees, certainly of his time, and a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's done so seamlessly. You had Robertson come back, with the trade, a former Yankee doing his thing. Chapman going out there for two innings and just blowing people away. They had no chance.
Was there again at any point, as Gardner is battling in that at bat? Now, and remember, in the fifth inning, Gardner had a 12-pitch at bat as well, and he was great, but he did strike out there. And they were making mention in the ninth inning, you got guys on base, and you're having foul ball after foul ball, and they keep showing you Chapman. And there's John Smoltz. Guys, I'm telling you, the longer this goes on, if they don't score, look out, because he's gonna have to find it again. It's not that easy. And, of course, he comes through with the base hit, and all I'm going through my mind is, watch this happen, the way Smoltz is setting it up, and then tomorrow we're going to kill Girardi because he didn't take Chapman out of the game because he sat for a half hour.
Yeah, or something
like
that.
But that
like
wasn't
that, yes,
the case. He got the base hit.
But
and
you know that I was looking at this, what's his name? Gardner saw 34 pitches last night.
Yeah, well, 24 and two at-bats.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, and especially late in the game, that's what you call not giving in. Even if he had struck out or something and didn't get the base hit to drive in the run, I would sit here and tell you that was an awesome at bat.
It sure was.
I mean, that's a guy digging in. That's a guy, competing, and that's a guy that was not going to give up. And then ultimately getting the hit the way that he did, and then of course Frazier's base running on that hit.
And by the way, don't forget about the horrendous throw by Jay Bruce.
Yeah, but he's done it all year long. That's how they do it, though.
That's not how you do it. You got to throw the ball to the guy, not bounce it in there.
That's how they do it, though.
Whatever. They shouldn't do it like that anymore. So
but
anyway,
it's an unbelievable night, and now they have not announced the starting pitcher for Friday night at Houston. They have not done that yet.
They have not.
So if you want to just go forward real quickly here, what do you think is going to happen?
I would start Tanaka,
even though Tanaka is virtually unhittable at home.
I know
he's on
that.
Regular rest. He's ready to go.
Listen, I'm the first one. I've said that last time, but his last two starts have been so good. You look at Severino pitched what Monday night it was.
So you would go Tanaka, Gray, Severino, and Severino at home, or would you
no,
go Tanaka,
I would probably
Severino?
Go Tanaka, Severino, because Tanaka with Severino on Saturday would be on regular rest. Do I have that right? I'm so sleep deprived right now. Today is what? Today's Thursday?
Yes, today's Thursday. So Friday, Saturday are their games.
I know that. I'm trying to think. So Tanaka pitched on Sunday night, correct? And then Severino went Monday night. So, yeah, that would be regular rest for both of them.
Both of those
That's
guys.
Exactly how I would do it. And then, to me, you probably line up Sonny Gray in three, and if you're going to pitch a Sabathia
so
in game
Sonny
four.
So Sonny Gray at home, then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Because I don't know. Here's the thing. If you go into the series, and keep this in mind, I think the Astros are a better hitting team than the Indians are. Now, you go top to bottom, lineup, The Indians are really good. The Astros are better.
Yeah. Well, plus the Astros obviously had a great series against the Red Sox. I mean, well, they had a great season themselves.
I mean, for much of the season, they were the best team in baseball. They got injured. They're back. They're healthy. Then they get Verlander. The difference is their pitching doesn't, I don't think, especially with the bullpen, doesn't shape up with the Indians. So I think the Indians are still a better team. But if you go out with if you go to a Sonny Gray who has not been great of late, against that lineup, and he gets shelled, I don't know. I don't know that I would hold Tanaka in this series for a home start. I think the way he's pitched his last two times out, he has earned the right to start game one.
You know, Sabathia had 13 out of 18 first pitch strikes. Yeah. Pitch strikes. That was huge. And I thought the umpire was very liberal behind the plate, and he was given strikes both ways. And then, of course, Kluber just makes the mistake twice. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think he pitched all that bad. He just had two bad pitches.
Yeah, I was surprised he took him out. I'm not going to lie to you. When he's walking out of the dugout, and I was like, already?
Yeah, there's
Corey Kluber.
You know what? There's no question that Joe Girardi outmanaged Frank Cohn in this. There's no question in my mind. All right, 6:15 on the Fan. Man, I'll tell you what. We're all exhausted, but I guess we're all jacked up because the Yankees are going to keep going.
And well, you are. You're a Yankee fan.
I'm not a Yankee fan. Yes, I'm a WFAN fan. I am a huge radio station fan. I love this station, and the more they win, the better it is for us.
Quite frankly, I'm jacked up because I have been proven right that the Yankees really do have the it factor. They come back from 2-0 down. They win the series on the road in Cleveland. So I'm right. You're a shill. Everybody's happy. And
Yankee bitch.
Yeah, whatever you say. Whatever you want to say. It doesn't matter to me. And then, of course, you know, somewhere along the line, we'll have to go over what is going on over there with the Giants. Oof. And Dominic Rogers, Cromartie, and Eli Apple. You know,
it's a mess.
The defensive backs are all ticked off about playing or not playing. What's that now?
I know we're going to go to a break, but you said something on Tuesday or yesterday where you said, be wary coming down the pike when things start to fall apart. They start to fall apart quickly.
They do.
I didn't know you meant in 24 hours. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant a few weeks from now.
I can't tell you that I knew anything about DRC because I didn't.
No.
But I will say that, you know, you could read that Eli Apple was unhappy. And so now, what are those guys basically play the same position? So there's got to be something going on between those two as well.
I would think. It's a lot of pieces
then,
to put together.
You know, as Ben McAdoo said yesterday, he goes, I don't really deal in perception. I deal in reality. And I would just tell Ben McAdoo, here's the reality of the perception. It ain't good. It's not good.
He looks like he's lost total control.
Right, he does. And he doesn't give you he's not giving you answers.
No.
You know what I mean? And these are really tough times for novice head coaches. And I know this is only his second year. And he's never had to deal with this. Last year, they were 11-5, so it was a little bit easier to coach and navigate through that kind of stuff. But when you're 0-5, it doesn't create character. It reveals it. And you're dealing with a bunch of very headstrong players who want to play and are not going to deal with you because they have no respect for you. And that's exactly what it looks like.
And this is close to getting even worse going to Denver.
You blow. They blow. Everybody sucks. The world sucks. All right,
yes.
6:17 on the Bama. I'll tell you one thing, the Yankees don't suck, yes. That's for sure. The Yankees showed you exactly the true heart of a champion
Yankee
over the last three. Shut up.
Yankee bitch.
Games. That's three elimination
Yankee
games.
Yankee biatch.
And there's nothing better than watching Didi Gregorius Yankee smile bitch. On a baseball field. So shut up.
Now that will never get old.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.